صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير وآتينا موسى الكتاب وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل ألا تتخذوا من دوني وكيلا ذرية من حملنا مع نوح إنه كان عبدا شكورا وقضينا إلى بني إسرائيل في الكتاب لتفسدن في الأرض مرتين ولتعلن علوا كبيرا فإذا جاء وعد أولاهما بعثنا عليكم عبادا لنا أولي بأس شديد فجاسوا خلال الديار وكان وعدا مفعولا ثم رددنا لكم الكرة عليهم وأمددناكم بأموال وبنين وجعلناكم أكثر نفيرا إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلا فإذا جاء وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا عسى ربكم أن يرحمكم وإن عدتم عدنا وجعلنا جهنم للكافرين حصيرا إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا صدق الله العلي العظيم
صلاة على محمد وآل محمد
In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Glory to God, who took his servant for a journey by night, from the sacred mosque to the farthest mosque. Whose prakinks we did bless, in order that we might show him some of our signs. For he is the one who hears and sees all things. We gave Moses the book and made it a guide to the children of Israel, commanding, Do not take other than me as disposer of your affairs. O you that are sprung from those whom we carried in the ark with Noah. Verily, he was a devotee, most grateful. And we gave clear warning to the children of Israel in the book, that twice would they do mischief on the earth and be elated with mighty arrogance, and twice would they be punished. When the first of the warnings came to pass, we sent against you our servants given to terrible warfare. They entered the very inmost parts of your homes, and it was a warning completely fulfilled. Then we granted you the return as against them. We gave you increase in resources and sons. And made you the more numerous in manpower. If you did well, you did well for yourselves. If you did evil, you did evil against yourselves. So when the second of the warnings came to pass, we permitted your enemies to disfigure your faces and to enter your temple as they had entered it before. And to visit with destruction all that fell into their power. It may be that your Lord may yet show mercy to you, but if you revert to your sins, we shall revert to our punishments. And we have made hell a prison for those who reject. Verily, this Quran guides to that which is most right or stable, and gives the glad tidings to the believers who work deeds of righteousness, that they shall have a magnificent reward. And to those who do not believe in the hereafter, it announces that we have prepared for them a penalty grievous indeed. The prayer that man should make for good, he makes for evil, for man is given to hasty deeds. We have made the night and the day as two of our signs. The sign of the night we have obscured, while the sign of the day we have made to enlighten you, that you may seek bounty from your Lord, and that you may know the number and count of the years. We have explained all things in detail. Every man's fate we have fastened on his own neck. On the day of judgment, we shall bring out for him a scroll, which he will see spread open. It will be said to him, "Read your own record. Sufficient is your soul this day to make out an account against you." Who receives guidance receives it for his own benefit. Who goes astray does so to his own loss. No bearer of burdens can bear the burden of another. Nor would we visit with our wrath until we had sent a messenger to give warning. When we decide to destroy a population, we first send a definite order to those among them who are given the good things of this life and yet transgress, so that the word is proved true against them. Then it is we destroy them utterly. How many generations have we destroyed after Noah? And enough is your Lord to note and see the sins of his servants. If any do wish for the transitory things of this life, we readily grant them such things as we will, to such persons as we will. In the end, we have provided hell for them. They will burn therein, disgraced and rejected. Those who do wish for the things of the hereafter, and strive therefore with all due striving, and have faith, they are the ones whose striving is acceptable. Of the bounties of your Lord, we bestow freely on all, these as well as those. The bounties of your Lord are not closed to anyone. See how we have bestowed more on some than on others. But verily, the hereafter is more in rank and gradation and more in excellence. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.